the initial English talk would be given by Sheikh Muhammad from Darul Nasta, and when they point to the Arabic language, and inshallah, followed by the main Arabic khutbah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our Rabb, our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves us very, very much. And He has created us so that we can recognize Him. And Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Commonly this verse is translated as, I have created the jinn kind and the mankind only so that they worship me. This is how this is commonly translated. However, the word يَعْبُدُون stems from the word abada, which yes means worship, but it means much more than worship as well. It actually means to be in the servitude of somebody or something. So we are in the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why He has created us. This is why, as a Muslim, we walk like a Muslim, we talk like a Muslim, we behave like a Muslim, we treat people as a Muslim should treat people. Yes, we are with our children as a Muslim be with his children. And what I mean by this, when I say we are like as a Muslim, meaning we follow everything from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what I mean by when we act in a certain way as a Muslim, we are doing this to follow the sunnah of our beloved messenger Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people, if you say you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Allah will forgive your sins. By following the sunnah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will love us and He will forgive for us our sins. Right? So we have a certain way of life. Islam is a way of life. Islam is not just a set of rituals where we stand on the prayer mat and we just go up and down all day long. This is not Islam. But Islam and ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so broad. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so broad that even when we go to the toilet to relieve ourselves, right? If we go with this correct intention that we are going to relieve ourselves and we recognize that it is Allah who is giving us that relief so that we don't have any buildup within our stomachs that will cause us pain, that is also going to be a form of worship for you now. That is you serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accepting Him as your Rabb. Even when you have marital relations with your spouse, this is a form of ibadah. The Sahaba inquired, Ya Rasulullah, would we get reward for marital relations? The Prophet said to them, what if you did the other way? What if you didn't have a legal marriage and you were to fulfill your desires? Would you get sin? They said, yes. But the Prophet said, well, in the opposite scenario, you'd also be rewarded. So Islam is a way of life. And we need to connect with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for salvation and for prosperity in this world and the hereafter. And how are we going to do this? We're going to do this by connecting with the Quran and the Hadith and connecting to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what our purpose needs to be in life. Right? Everything else we should try and do good in. Right? We should study, we should work, right? We should try and enjoy ourselves within the boundary of Sharia, we should try to enjoy ourselves. But we must follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must try to connect with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is when we will find true peace and true contentment. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Everybody today is looking for peace. My dear respected brothers and sisters, peace we will find when we do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran also comes, reciting the Quran, tasbihat also comes, reciting the ahadith also comes, right? This is what will bring us true peace in this world. And it will give us the salvation in the hereafter. Because in the hereafter, you can have as much as you want in the dunya, but if you don't go with the kalima, Allah save us. Allah save us, Allah take us all with the kalima. Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen. If you don't go with the kalima, then you've lost everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to connect with His book. So so that we understand. Remember, the Quran is a divine revelation. It's a book of divine law. It is what we need in our daily lives. And we have so much time to connect with the Quran, subhanAllah, so much time. And I'm not trying to say to you that, you know, besides taking out special time to study the Quran, besides taking out special time, we actually engage with the Quran regularly. When we're praying our salah, we are engaging with the Quran. When we are reciting our daily ma'mulat, right? Whatever we have set aside, maybe 2 sides, 3 sides, 4 sides, maybe 1 para of the Quran, 1 juz of the Quran. Whatever we have set aside in our for our daily acts of worship, right? And just recitation, we are engaging with the Quran. And our salah, we are engaging with the Quran. In Ramadan, we have Taraweeh, we are engaging with the Quran. SubhanAllah, how much are we engaging with the Quran where we just not naturally do it? But the reason why we can't engage with it properly is because we do not understand the language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyan. Indeed, we have revealed it, an Arabic Quran. La'allakum ta'qilun. So that you may understand. Every single answer of ours which we need is in the Quran. Every single answer which we need is in the Quran. This book is a relatively small book. But it's there till the day of Qiyamah. And the reason why I say it's a relatively small book, if you wanted to recite the whole Quran in one day, it is very, very possible. A hafiz of the Quran will take about 15 minutes to 20 minutes reciting one juz of the Quran, because they know it so well. It's not about speed recitation. Because you know it so well, you will be able to recite it quickly, just normally, in a normal fashion. You try it out with the ayat of the Quran which you know, right? With the chapters that you know, if you know one juz or two juz, if you know the last juz of the Quran, try it out. Because you know it, you will read it faster than even when you're looking inside and reading it. Imagine how quickly a hafiz could read this Quran now if he's looking inside. So they can read one juz within about 15 minutes. Without any hesitation and without any problems. Without excessive speed. So within an hour, he could recite 4 paras. 7 hours, 28 juz. 7.5 hours, the full Quran can be completed. And maybe he wants to take a break. But how much hours do we work in a day, my dear brothers and sisters? We work 8 hours, 9 hours a day. Is it not possible for somebody to read the whole Quran in one day? It's very possible. So in this regard, it's a very small book. It can be recited in one day. Yet it is there till the end of time. SubhanAllah. Every answer of ours is within there. So Allah says, I have revealed this book, I've revealed this the Quran in the Arabic language so that you may understand. So that you may understand. So your key to understanding the Quran is the Arabic language. It was revealed in Arabic for a specific purpose. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh, the famous Mufassir, he mentions under these verses in Surah Yusuf, he says that the reason for the Quran being revealed in Arabic, when Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, he says the reason for this being in Arabic is so that you may understand, because لِأَنَّ اللُّغَةَ الْعَرَبِيَّةَ أَفْسَهُ اللُّغَاتِ. The Arabic language is the most eloquent of languages. Yesterday we had a session here, alhamdulillah, and jazakallah for those brothers and sisters who joined. Those that couldn't join, inshallah, it has been recorded, and in a couple of days' time, we'll try and forward that recording to you also, right, for those who couldn't join us yesterday. The Arabic language is the most eloquent of languages. When the Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Arabs of the time, the Muslim, the people that accepted Islam, and also those who were the mushrikeen of Makkah who didn't accept Islam, the enemies of Islam, they were amazed at the eloquence of the Quran. They were silenced. They could not make even a single verse which could equal the Quran, forget surpassing it. They couldn't meet those challenges. They were amazed by the beauty and the eloquence of the Quran. And yesterday we just discussed one part of the verse, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. And Alif Lam Mim, nobody knows what that means. It just broke the silence, it broke everything, you know, nobody could connect with it. Nobody had heard of Alif Lam Mim. Nobody had thought of doing something like that. Because this is a divine speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not an ordinary book. And they couldn't comprehend how to challenge the Quran. And we also looked at, so Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says that the Arabic language is the most eloquent of languages. He also says, وَأَبْيَنُهَا. It is the most clear of languages. And yesterday we discussed certain examples where Allah mentions, for example, the water cycle, the whole of the water cycle, which we study in science and geography. Allah mentions it in less than a verse of the Quran. That is how clear Allah is when Allah says something in the Quran. It is so clear, amazingly clear. وَأَوْسَأُهَا. It is the most vast of languages. Remember, it's a very small book. But it's the Arabic language is so vast, you can take so many meanings that can be derived from the Quran that we will be using this until the end of time. The same verse Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh used to prove his point, and Imam Shafi rahmatullah used to prove his point. Subhanallah. This is why they are all on haq. But there's a word of caution here that yes, there is some wus'ah and some room of maneuver with the interpretation of the Quran, but we have to corroborate that with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why we need the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to interpret the Quran. You cannot interpret the Quran without connection to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without his pure ahadith. You cannot do it. Ma'aisha radiallahu anha, our mother in Islam, was asked about the mannerisms of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said, "Huwal Quran." He is an embodiment of the Quran. He is a walking, talking Quran. If you want to understand the Quran, you cannot do it without Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and without his ahadith. This is why there was so much virtue for people like Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. When they were shown glad tidings in dreams that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praising them, because they would remove the problems that would occur within the ahadith in terms of false narrations, and narrators would fabricate ahadith, right? And weak narrators, they would be fighting these, right? And they would be removing these problems from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot understand the Quran without the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ibn Kathir says that the Arabic language is afsahul lughat, the most eloquent of languages. Please refer to yesterday's talk, inshallah, and you will get more examples on this. وَأَبْيَنُهَا. It is the most clear of languages. Again, we gave many examples yesterday. وَأَوْسَأُهَا. It is the most vast of languages. وَأَكْثَرُهَا تَأَدِّيَةً لِلْمَعَانِ الَّتِي تَقُومُ بِهَا النُّفُوسِ. All of those things which are intrinsic, interrelated, the Quran tackles these issues better than anything else. The Arabic language can tackle it, and the Quran uses the Arabic language to tackle these issues. Just take an example of this beautiful word taqwa. And taqwa is commonly translated as the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Ali radiallahu anhu was once asked about taqwa, and he said taqwa comprises four things. Fear of the Jaleel, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we commonly see fear. We should be worried of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves us. He has given us so many ni'mat, so much benefits in this world. He wants us to understand him. We should fear displeasing our Rabb. That's what we should fear. We should fear displeasing our Rabb. So this is one element of taqwa, fear of the Jaleel. Number two, acting upon the Tanzeel, acting on the Quran, which is what this talk is based around, acting on the Quran. And part of the Quran, acting on the Quran, Allah tells us, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives you, take it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever he stops you from, refrain from it. So the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam automatically comes under acting on the Quran. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Automatically comes under acting on the Quran. So following the sunnah is also part of taqwa. Fear of the Jaleel, acting upon the Tanzeel. Number three, being content with qaleel. If Allah has given you plenty, alhamdulillah, praise Allah, thank Allah, use his ni'mat in the right way. If Allah is testing you and he's given you qaleel and little, be content with what he has given you. Thank him for that also. That is part of your taqwa and your consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your consciousness of taqdeer, that Allah has destined for you what you have got. You will only get what he has destined for you. Be content with that. And finally, another element of taqwa, preparing for the day of Raheem, preparing for the day of returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So taqwa is a very intrinsic aspect of our lives which we need to gain. The Arabic language encompasses all of this. And that's why, you know, the Quran was revealed in Arabic. And Ibn Kathir says, the Arabic language is afsahul lughat, abyanuha, awsa'uha, أكثرها تأدية للمعاني التي تقوم بها النفوس. ولهذا, because of all of these reasons which we discussed, ولهذا أنزل أشرف الكتب على أشرف الرسل بأشرف اللغات. Because of this, the most noble and the most noble and lofty of all the books was revealed to the most noble of messengers in the most noble of languages. بسفارتي أشرف الملائكة, through the emissary and medium of the most noble of all the angels, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. في أشرف بقاع الأرض, in the most noble of lands. في أشرف شهور السنة, in the most noble of months, وهو رمضان. فكمل من كل الوجوه, sorry, وابتدي إنزاله في أشرف شهور السنة. The revelation of the Quran started in the month of Ramadan. فكمل من كل الوجوه. Therefore, the Quran is perfect in every way, because every aspect of us receiving the Quran and the revelation was through nobleness. So, my dear respected brothers and elders, we have to connect with the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for our salvation. Now, I have come to you and I have mentioned to you that we need to focus on Quran, focus on Hadith, connect with Quran, connect with Hadith. We're going to do this by studying the Arabic language with the intention that we want to understand and connect with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if I'm sitting here telling you this, then there has to be a solution for you. There has to be a way in which you can do this. And I thank the Muslim community here for letting us come and give you some information of what we have ready for you to utilize. Alhamdulillah, around in 2016, end of 2016, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, I completed my degree through the Open University. So me and your Imam, Maulana Yusuf Saad, we were studying in Kidderminster together, and we graduated around about the same time, so around in early 2000. And then after, mashallah, even Maulana Yusuf and myself and many of our friends have gone and studied university. When I was studying Open University, you know, I started to understand and I started to see that alhamdulillah, Allah has given us so much. We studied Islam, we studied Quran, we studied Hadith, and now Allah is giving us the chance to study the worldly and academic sciences. Again, we touched on that yesterday and the importance of this, of studying worldly and academic sciences and the merits in line of Quran and Hadith. So please do refer to that recording, inshallah, it will be passed around to you. And I started to wonder that, subhanAllah, why can we not do this for our Muslim community? Why can we not have something for the majority of the Muslims who go and study the worldly sciences first, and when they grow and when they're older and when they have more samaj, more understanding, more inclination towards understanding Quran Hadith, we need to have things ready for them. So we need to have something similar to Open University. We need to have something which is online. We need to have something which is anytime. And I was looking at the Open University system and I was looking at the pros and the cons, and we started to derive a methodology of teaching. And so we said, okay, it needs to be online, it needs to be anytime. And alongside that, we also need to have some tutor support, so that if you get stuck anywhere, you can refer to somebody. It's not just looking at some online videos and that's it, you're on your own. No, you should have a place of referral, a place where you can go for motivation, a place where you can go when you're a bit stuck. Somebody that can call you up and say, you don't seem like you've been logging in for the last couple of weeks. Is everything okay? How can I assist you? You need it. And this was something that I saw in Open University. They had these systems there. So we wanted to emulate something like this for our Muslim community. We wanted to teach them the Arabic language, and we wanted to teach them, not go and they have to learn everything themselves. We wanted to teach them, so we devised a video teaching format, wherein what you see is not a video of ourselves, but you see, like your screen will become a whiteboard. And everything that you would see on a whiteboard in a classroom, this is what will be coming in front of you on your screens. So it's all very clear, computerized. And the other thing that we've done with it, alhamdulillah, is we've edited it right to the core. So when you hear, you may have noticed I made a couple of mistakes here, I've gone back in my sentences, I've started a sentence again, we dropped the mic, and all these little few things happen. We don't want you to go through those small amounts of delay, because what will happen is eventually it leads to a large amount of delay. So we've edited it right to the core. Anything which we thought afterwards, no, this could be improved, go and do it again. Anything which we think, no, we could improve this, we could put some more visuals in this, go and do it again, sort this out. So there's a lot of work which went into the editing so that the experience for the busy individuals, right, will be crisp and clear. So we've got this system, mashallah, which is online, which is anytime. Brothers and sisters can access it. There is tutor support as well. We have, you know, male support, female support, right? So all of this is in place for you, alhamdulillah. And we've started our aim, inshallah, through the help and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through your du'as and your support, inshallah, we've established, alhamdulillah, an educational organization and an educational institute. We want this to be an institute wherein you can access Quran and Hadith. We want to get you to engage with Quran and Hadith. So yes, we've started with Arabic, but this is not where we want to end. We don't want to just have an Arabic module. We want to have further modules to help you go into Quran and go into Hadith and help you connect with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that you can do all of this in a flexible and feasible manner. So it's not getting in the way of your day-to-day life, but you are slowly but surely connecting with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our educational system uses the Medina syllabus, the books Durusul Lughatil Arabiyyah, and they have been used in Medina University for decades, for 50 plus years. They haven't used it there just because one of their graduates devises. They're using it because it works. Anybody who goes to Medina University and doesn't know Arabic has to go through this system first. So we're using, alhamdulillah, something which is tried and tested for over 50 years. Coupled with the technology, coupled with the one-to-one support, alhamdulillah, you have a phenomenal, fantastic system, which is all only there through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has made this possible, and He has guided us in every aspect of this. He has sent the right people there for us at the right moments for us to be able to move this project forward. And this now, alhamdulillah, we can present to you. So it is something for all of you to look at. There's leaflets which will be given out after the Jummah Salah. Remember, dear brothers, it's online, it's anytime. There is also one-to-one support, inshallah, and it's only 2 to 2.5 hours per week maximum. And there's 40 weeks of study. We initially started with 52 weeks to complete it, so you get 12 weeks off in the year, 3 months off in the year. You position around your own scheduling, right? Because you're adults, you're mature students, you can do this. And we'll be there to help each other. But then we realized that the adults are finding it a bit difficult. We upgraded that with no extra changes, no extra charges, to 14 months. You now have 14 months, not 12, to complete this. And then if somebody fell into some difficulty, we'd also help you. If you needed a bit extra time, we can facilitate that, inshallah. The cost of this package is £250. That's it. For what you get, my dear brothers, you get exclusive online access. You get exclusive access to us. We help you. We mark certain elements of your work. We give you the marked version. We give you a feedback of that as well. For the amount of support that you get, and for the way this is presented, believe my dear brothers and sisters, this is absolutely total value for money. In fact, it's underpriced, right? But we want to make it as accessible to everybody as possible. So the aspect is not the money. We just need that for ongoing support, because it is a project where we have to outsource things. We have regular costs. So we need some money there to support that project. And further to that, what we also want to do with the Sunderland University for the first time, but this is not just open to the university students, but it's also open to the general public as well. So please pass this message around to your friends and family. And inshallah, Maulana will be sending these messages around on the WhatsApp groups and social media as well, inshallah. We want to work with you, not just leave you online. That's a phenomenal course, and many are benefiting from, alhamdulillah, many. We've got some graduates and ulama are actually using this just to bump up their Arabic skills, right? Some students of madrasas have come and they're utilizing this as a supplementary course to what they're already doing. And then the general public, businessmen, working men and women, single parents, people who don't find time to get to a class are also utilizing this service, and they are finding it, mashallah, amazing. Many people thought we can't connect. And with adult classes, what usually happens is, we have a classroom, it starts, and then it fizzles out. Because we are all busy. And this is where this structure of an online platform comes into use. Wherein, even though you didn't make it to a session, and couldn't do it every single day, you can make up that time, and you can contact us, and we can help you through that as well. We can give you one-to-one advice. And one-to-one, we can work with you to get you through this. Many of our students have fallen behind. We've helped them catch up again, alhamdulillah, right? And get back on the track through one-to-one support, okay? So please, this is an amazing system. But we want to further this with you, And not just welcome you to give you online support, we also want to give you on-site support. So inshallah, we want to have a location where we will meet with you every couple of weeks, 4 to 5 weeks inshallah. And we will meet with you and we will hold an intensive session. Right? A couple of hours, 3 to 4 hours. We will work with you in those 3 to 4 hours to prepare you for what is coming in the next few weeks. Then you will still have the online access. You'll still have the anytime support that you want as well. Right? You'll have all of these things. But it's just coupled with extra sessions with us. So we want to facilitate 10 extra teacher-led sessions, intensives, which will last a couple of hours, 3 to 4 hours. You know, that's what we're looking at. Right? So 10 of those. So let's say we did it in 10 months, inshallah, right? Or within 12 months, if we did it every 5 to 6 weeks. We'll do within 12 months, we're going to complete this module. So you're not just starting the Arabic, we want you to finish it. And when we hold the intensive, the idea behind it is that we can give you ongoing support, and you will have somewhere to come to, and you will have more of a deadline to meet. Right? And some of the sisters, mashallah, yesterday, they sent a query through after the program, and I want to congratulate those sisters for this query. And they said, how will we, if we have on-site facilities, how are you going to facilitate for the hijab and the segregation? Right? Because inshallah, I intend to come myself and teach this to the brothers and sisters. So I want to congratulate these sisters for taking care of their ismah and doing hifadah and protecting their hijab. May Allah reward these sisters and may He make them and their offspring all pious, inshaAllah ta'ala. And may make their effect last for generations to come. So the idea behind the incentives is not necessarily the face-to-face interaction, right? Inshallah, there will be the segregated facilities there. And the idea behind them is not only that we can have face-to-face recognition with the men, but even the ladies can ask any questions that they want to. And it gives you a sense of a deadline, it gives you a sense of belonging, it gives you a sense of, okay, I will meet in this area with other sisters as well, and we will work through things together. It may happen that in that 4-week period that we give you to go and complete some work, you may not have done much of that work. So we can then come and then quickly recap some of the things that we need to do before we move on. This is the type of things that we'll facilitate inshallah within the intensive sessions, right? And the other thing that I want to remind you about the intensive sessions, the idea behind them is to reduce the workload on you. So we will try to cover the majority of the work for the next couple of weeks within that intensive session. We will try to help you and see what concepts will be coming forward, and then you can practice some of those concepts before going and consolidating them. Now for that, my dear brothers and sisters, the price is slightly higher. The price is at £350. It's £100 higher. But that is because it's not to facilitate the sessions. It's because of the travel costs and renting a place. These are the extra costs which we will incur to hold these facilities. So the extra cost is not because of the extra teaching time. That's not even been accounted in this. The only thing that's been accounted in this is because we need sufficient numbers and we want to facilitate an on-site class. So this is why that extra has been put there for. So inshallah, the leaflets will be given out at the end. So please do take them. My contact details are on there. If you have any further questions, please do contact myself or Imam Yusuf. Jazakallah for your support, for your du'as. Please pray for the success of this course. Jazakallah wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.